This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So often we cover the five-star recruits, and they're certainly compelling stories, but so too are some of these stories of the three-star kids who are looking to find a spot. And this year in particular, it's really fascinating because they don't have senior seasons to show off film. One of the guys that was expected to be a super high riser with a senior season this fall was Charlie Picard, a Jesuit offensive tackle, 6'5", 290 pounds. He's wading through the recruiting process and has all sorts of different options. So I wanted to bring him on the show to talk about it. Charlie, first of all, man, thank you very much for joining the show. I really appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Andrew. This is really awesome and a tremendous opportunity. Thank you.
So I want to run down your offers so far. This is according to 24/7 Sports. So if some of this is wrong, let me know. You've got an offer from San Jose State, an offer from Air Force, an offer from Dartmouth, Eastern Washington, Idaho, any others?
Yeah, Northern Arizona's on there. Obviously the PWO to Oregon as well.
And a Valparaiso, is that right?
Yes, that's also correct.
Okay, and you recently picked up, and that's what I wanted to ask you about, you recently picked up an offer, a preferred walk-on offer at Oregon, which means they guarantee you a spot on the team, but you'd have to pay your own way until you potentially earned a scholarship. Everybody knows about the reputation of Mario Cristobal as a developer of offensive line talent. Everybody knows also that the very best thing is to have school paid for and be a scholarship athlete. You've got FBS offers from San Jose State and Air Force. You've got FCS offers. They'll pay your way. Oregon's the biggest program, but you'd have to at least start until you could potentially earn a scholarship paying your own way. How do you balance all of that to try to make the best decision for you and your family?
Yeah, obviously it's a huge decision, and my family plays a huge part into it, and obviously the financials do as well. Given that it's the University of Oregon, I'm really obviously considering it, but at the same time, it gets down to continuing to build our relationships with the coaching staff and their vision for me, because I'm really weighing that option. Recently, two offensive linemen this year just got their scholarships from Oregon when they walked on with a PWO opportunity, and I can really see myself doing that, and I think my parents can as well, and what it really comes down to is the program's plan with me, and if they're all on board with it.
So I have you as my number one guy. There are guys with Pac-12 offers, or certainly at least one guy with a Pac-12 offer ahead of you, or that has that is already committed and everything. How difficult is it for you to watch that whole thing play out? Have your senior season, at least in the fall, taken away before the early signing period because of COVID, not because of any one individual, but because of COVID, and know that realistically, you could have been that breakout guy that picked up 4, 5, 6 Pac-12 offers. That's what I thought was going to happen for you this fall. Instead, you have to stay positive and work through it with no senior season. How do you go about doing that and making sure you're still making gains while also dealing with the difficult reality that you don't have a chance on the field to show what you can do right now?
Exactly. You're completely right. And that was really difficult when this whole really hammer dropped on the season. It was difficult to process because that's what I was visioning for myself as well. But as my Coach Potter said, it's a control and we can control. And that's what I'm doing. With the support of my family, support of my trainers, Coach Lenny at Line Pro and Jake at Forge, I'm getting through this. I'm lifting every day. I'm getting stronger. And the motivation is to kind of just reach my potential, do as much as I can, and end up where I want to be, where I'm going to be happy, where I'm going to succeed, and where my family's going to be happy as well. And that's the really big part of this. My family keeps pushing me, and I keep pushing myself, and that's really what I need right now and what's been happening, and it's been awesome.
We're talking to Jesuit offensive lineman Charlie Picard. He's got a preferred walk-on offer recently from Oregon, as well as FBS and FCS offers. He's trying to weigh all those options. What is it about Oregon potentially, even though you'd have to pay as opposed to a scholarship, at least to start, what is it that appeals about Mario Cristobal in Oregon that you say, man, that might be an opportunity that's too good to pass up?
Yeah, it's really was a good example as the group last year. The guys they put on the line weren't necessarily big names at the beginning of the season, and the group they put together at the end of the season was one of the best in the nation. They got guys to the NFL, and they got a championship. They got the Rose Bowl out of it, and that just speaks to the credibility of Coach Cristobal and Coach Mirabal, two of the best in the country, and there's no one better to really learn under. And being in that position, I feel like the potential to succeed is limitless.
When do you want to make a decision, and could you be an early enrollee wherever you choose to go?
Right now, I want to make a decision before the early signing period in December. That's what we're aiming at. Early enrollment is something we haven't thought about yet, but if the right offer came along, right opportunity, that's something we would definitely consider.
I want to get you out on this. I think this is fair. I think you're an underrated guy. You deserve to be highlighted. Again, I have you as my number one offensive lineman in the state of Oregon. Whether it's through Lenny at Line Pro, whether it's your Jesuit team, whether it's teammates, give me a couple guys you feel like, not necessarily that are Pac-12 players or whatever, but a couple of guys you think deserve more looks as well. Let's get some names out there to shout those kids out as well.
Yeah, definitely. So recently I went to the Northwest Prep Showcase in Springfield, Oregon, and that was an awesome experience. It was really well put together showcase and camp. Zach Holmes is a great guy. Was working with him down there. We are in the same group really the entire camp, and he's a really hard worker, and I really agree with what he has going down at Westland and what he's leading. Another guy on my team, Declan Quillen, he had that injury, and he's been kind of overlooked because of it, but he's a really hard worker, and he's a great leader, and I feel like he can fill a great position on a team.
Charlie, let's have you back on when you make your decision. You don't have to announce your decision here, but certainly after you make your decision, we'd love to have you on the show to talk about what went into it and where you're headed for the next chapter of your life. And congratulations on not only the scholarship offers, but also that walk-on opportunity at Oregon. We wish you the very best.
I really appreciate that, Andrew, and thank you for this opportunity. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back on, and I just want to say thank you for everything you do, especially in this time for all the athletes. It's a really great platform, and your Twitter as well. It's really awesome to see all the recognition you give out, and it means a lot to us athletes. So thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.